The Montrose Mega City Human Settlements Project in Randfontein continues to languish in disrepair while thousands of residents are denied the housing opportunities they were rightfully promised. Years of neglect, inaction and poor oversight by the Gauteng provincial government have allowed public infrastructure to deteriorate while housing crisis deepens. The Democratic Alliance will table questions to the Gauteng MEC for Human Settlements, Tasneem Motara, demanding answers on why this project has been abandoned, how much public money has been spent and who's been held accountable, and when the rehabilitation and completion of the project will finally take place. Nearly a decade later, that promise has been reduced to rubble. This was laid bare yesterday during the Democratic Alliance oversight inspection of phase 1 and 2 of the project, which exposed a shocking scene of decay, stripped doors, window frames and roofing, collapsed walls, exposed reinforcing steel and stolen bricks, leaving what was meant to be a thriving housing development looking more like an aftermath of a tornado. Even worse, the bulk infrastructure needed to support the development is missing, underlying the lack of meaningful progress. The people of Randfontein deserve better than a government that, no matter who's in charge, continues to make expensive commitments it has no intention of fulfilling. A DA-led Gauteng provincial government would urgently carry out a forensic investigation into this project and hold whoever is responsible for its collapse accountable. We will inspect the structures to determine if they are suitable for rehabilitation and hire qualified contractors to complete the job within a specified time. Thank you.